We hear a lot of talk about health care. We spend a lot of money on health care, yet we seem to get so little of either. If you're ready for real science, common sense health from two guys who care, welcome to Have a Heart Health Radio. Here are your hosts, health journalist Bill Sardi and health warrior Dave Stouter.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Have a Heart Health Radio. Thanks for tuning in today. Bill and I have an announcement. Bill, you sent me a news report that said that the New York Attorney General was finally cracking down on supplements.
And it's about time. These herbal suppliers, they know better than this. We have good manufacturing practices. They're supposed to test these products, the raw materials that come in before they're put in to the pills, capsules, tablets, and then they're supposed to test them after they've made the product and make sure that the molecules are there. And the New York Attorney General confirms and says assuredly that these large chain stores, Target, GNC, Walgreens, are selling herbal dietary supplements that contain nothing more than rice powder or ground up house plants.
Really?
Wow, boy, are consumers getting rooked here. I mean, whoa. I mean, this is unbelievable. Products like ginkgo, ginseng, garlic, echinacea. Nothing but rice powder. You know, it's about time that supplement industry got what was coming to them, you know?
Well, Bill,
I think we've had it here in America with, you know, these poorly made products.
Well, nobody wants to be defrauded. Now, when I read the study, the first thing I thought was, aha, that's what I've always said. You know, you buy your vitamins at the drugstores and some of these big chains, you're not going to get such good products. I had no idea it was that bad. So I guess we can just shut the door on this thing, huh?
Okay, and just to warn all of our customers, you know, I mean, we consumers, readers, listeners, I mean, we're involved in these products. I formulate and sell herbal products.
I sell them all the time.
Wait a minute, Dave. Down here at the bottom of the report, it says this isn't anything new.
What do you mean? The article just came out a couple days ago.
I know. It says the study on this was published actually in 2013, was widely criticized. It's not news. The test they use, which is some sort of DNA barcoding test, is not accepted as the gold standard for testing dietary supplements. And a chief science officer for the American Botanical Council said that the herbal extraction process may degrade DNA to the point where it's impossible to authenticate. And looks like a hit piece on the herbal products industry. That's all it looks like. Just a spurious report here, salacious, targeted against the dietary supplement industry.
Well, how come the Attorney General's just making news about it if it came out 2 years ago?
And why is all the news media, and, you know, we see this in the New York Times here. I mean, you know, it says, what's in those supplements? The supplement illusion over at the Atlantic, the magazine. I mean, it goes on and on. Everybody's slamming it, and nobody went to look and see if it's true. Is the news industry interested in the truth or just alarmist type of headlines? And who's got the power to call the New York Attorney General in to attack the dietary supplement industry? And, of course, the large chain stores, Target, GNC, Walgreens, et cetera, you know, they're not putting up a big fight because, you know, it looks like they're too defensive and they're hiding something. And, you know, and you get in trouble with the regulators and then they really come down on you. So, you play footsie with them a little bit, you know. Because the regulators, you got to make them look good, you know, or they lose their jobs, you know. So that's the way it is.
That's true. If you expose them for not knowing how to test the products, they'll just send somebody else after you.
So David, explain to me, you know, I'm getting a lot of calls and emails over this thing. We have a sponsored show here, Longevinex, the red wine pill, Garlinex, the garlic, wonderful Allison, first alkaline buffered garlic pill. Everybody wants to know, what about your pill? And do you fall where do you fall in all this? How can you assure us your product has what it says on the label? Well, let me push past that point for a moment and say, listen, Longevinix, the red wine pill, a lot of you are listening, take it. So you're completely past this point of what's, you know, on in the label is in the pill. Longevinix doesn't borrow science. They do studies in lab dishes and in the animal lab and sometimes in humans, and then it's to be presumed that it'll produce the same results in anybody's resveratrol pill. Not true. And so what Longevinix has done is done human studies in the human eye, positive studies, in blood vessels where it abolished the first sign of blood vessel disease in humans, in the cardiac animal lab. This kind of study can't be duplicated because the animals are given a mortal heart attack that's induced, and then to see if they're spared from death and how many cells, millions of heart muscle cells called cardiomyocytes, are destroyed. And Longevinix was shown to limit the damage in a heart attack to the point where the animal lived instead of died. You obviously can't do that study in humans ethically, but what I'm saying is, if it's working in humans and animals, that it goes beyond just saying what's in there is in there on the label. I mean, that's fine, but does it work? No borrowed science from Longevinix. It's talking about really proven stuff. Now, we have to be careful what we say here, because the FDA says, if you're saying it treats, prevents, or cures any disease, it's a drug, and you'll have to undergo studies. And by the way, Longevinix, the only one of 462 brands of resveratrol pills tested and passed for toxicity testing, the same testing they do before an FDA, a drug is approved by the FDA. So I am trying to assuredly tell people that products I'm associated with have gone beyond the extra mile, gone beyond the label and just the ingredients. But I will tell you this too. If you like this red wine story, resveratrol, you know, it's a wonderful story about health and longevity. It's been around for about a decade. But resveratrol is easily degraded by exposure to light, heat, and oxygen. So it was a Longevinix pill that a Harvard professor tested and found out it worked better than plain resveratrol over 10 years ago, because we took the time to microencapsulate it and fold it in plant starches and dextrins so it's not exposed to light and heat and oxygen, and then to put it in an opaque shell, a capsule, a vegetarian capsule, cellulose, and then to put it in a foil pack and make sure heat doesn't get to it, and do all these things to replicate what we call research-grade resveratrol. So lots of efforts are taken, and what does that mean? You know, resveratrol pills out on the store shelves have about a two-year shelf life. The FDA allows them that, whether they're proven to last that long or not. But Longevinix has tested their product at the three-and-a-half-a-year point, and it's still shelf life stable. So, you know, we do make all these efforts, and then it works. The product lasts longer in the box. In fact, there's no decay that we could detect in it over 3.5 years. And we made all these efforts to make a, well, as close to research-grade. Research-grade resveratrol is in a opaque vial and put in a freezer at minus 80 degrees. So it's frozen, and that's what they use. Now, we can't send it frozen to you, but we can tell you that we've tried to replicate that as much as possible. So, you know, some companies take the extra effort, and we're just educating you here today. Same with the garlic pill.
My question would be that if something is studied, the people studying it are going to verify the ingredients in the first place. They're not going to do a study and say, oh, after we did the study and spent all this money, oh, there wasn't anything in the pill. So the very fact that you get studied, I don't think you get to first base if you don't have the stuff in it.
Okay, now I want to talk about a couple of other things real quickly. I had the opportunity to deliver a keynote speech at the National Health Federation Awards Dinner 60th annual awards dinner. You were there, David, I think, and we were the only one that applauded after I finished my speech.
But, and that's not true.
No. And the audience there, I talked about cancer, and I talked about we already know the cure for cancer. Now, it might sound a little cocky or whatever here on the radio, but my topic was we've known about the cure for cancer for 100 years. If you want to read that speech, you can go to knowledgeofhealth.com. It's posted up there, knowledgeofhealth.com. Our recent posting, we already know the cure for cancer is the title of it. Bill Sardi is the author, yours truly. And read that. I'm getting lots of feedback from that report. And it's all about how to cure cancer really at home. But you can also use a common prescription drug, get a prescription from your doctor, or you can mimic that drug actually and do 200 times better by taking a resveratrol pill. Read my report. We already know how to cure cancer. It's at knowledgeofhealth.com. It's also at the National Health Federation website at thenhf.com, NHF, Nancy, Harry, Frank.com. So I think that speech was well accepted, don't you think, David?
Well, I tell you what, first of all, it was in an informal setting, and there were different people talking, and I did notice that in many cases, while some people were presenting, there were a few, you know, side conversations at the, on the fringes of the crowd. You had everybody's attention, Bill, because you were saying something.
I did, but my zipper was down on my pants.
Was that it?
It was a terribly embarrassing problem.
I have to tell you one thing before you go, what you did, because you did something which I think we try to do with the audience here. You challenged everyone. You said, I'm going to tell you something. Now, what will you do with this information? Will it change you? Will you take any action? And that's what was particularly powerful about your talk, besides the information you gave us about cancer metabolism and what to do about it.
Yeah, it's a wonderful story. We're not going to cure cancer till we address what I presented in that speech. So if all of you would like to read it, you could save the life of many loved ones. There's nothing to sell there. It has to do with dietary changes primarily. The week before I issued a wonderful report at Knowledge of Health and LouRockwell.com, it was about sudden death heart attacks, that most heart attacks have nothing to do with cholesterol or clogged arteries. They have to do with an electrical storm that causes your heart chambers to flutter. And so you're having a cardiac arrest, not a heart attack. And so if you want to read about that one, that's important too. I've got a lot of feedback on that one. And magnesium and fish oil they don't have any drugs to stop a sudden death heart attack, but magnesium and fish oil address it. It's well documented in the medical literature. You can find it at my website at knowledgeofhealth.com. The reason why I bring it up here a few days later is this article to Wall Street Journal. The hospital is no place for a heart attack. They did an analysis of 12 different hospitals trying to improve the survival rates, because if you're in the hospital and you have a heart attack, you have a far less chance of surviving than you do if you hit the emergency room.
That's
so
amazing.
So if you were in the emergency room, there was more of a chance than run up there, it said, and stick a wire up your veins in your leg and run it up to a coronary artery and unclog the clot or whatever was obstructing the circulation to your heart. But as I'm trying to tell you, most heart attacks have nothing to do with that. They have to do with an electrical storm, and you're already dead. It's only the few that have these other types, and they run the wire up there called a balloon catheter, and then they inflate a balloon, and it pushes the material out of the way in the coronary artery. So those are heart attacks you survive, though part of the heart gets scarred and damaged for life, except if you were taking a resveratrol pill that was given in the right dose, and then the damage is limited or even completely prevented. But I just wanted to make you aware, in this unbelievably alarming study, that you have far less chance of surviving a heart attack in the hospital versus the emergency room. And, you know, they make it look like when people die of heart attacks, if it's the unavailability of a defibrillator, okay, there's the very little chance they might get a defibrillator to you on time, and it's 3 to 6% of the patients survive those electrical storm heart attacks. So, you know, it's not likely a defibrillator will get to you in time. So, no one should walk out of the cardiology office without a bottle of magnesium and a bottle of fish oil. So that's just the way it goes.
Yeah, I'm afraid we're going to have to park outside the cardiologist's office and tell people to wait.
We could start running the radio show right out there on the sidewalk, you know. Outside the cardiology office.
Actually, we could do that. You're listening to Have a Heart Health Radio. We're going to take a short break here, and we'll be right back. We got plenty more on the menu today, so don't go away.
A recent study remarkably demonstrated that biological aging can not only be slowed, but reversed, regenerating the production of cellular energy, called adenotriphosphate in muscle tissue, was akin to making a 60-year-old animal 20 years old again, and the effect was produced in just 1 week. This is health journalist Bill Sardi, and modern medicine is racing to develop a pill that will mimic the same youth-restoring effect in humans. A prior animal study showed that Longevinex, an available dietary supplement, works 688% better than plain red wine molecules in this regard. By age 80, only 4% of energy-producing compartments in living cells are functional. No wonder your brain and heart muscles feel punky. What can you do about that? Call 866-405-4000 to find out more about Longevinex. You don't have to become a lab rat to get Longevinex. Go to Longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000.
This is Health Warrior Dave Stouter, and I'm a huge supplement advocate, but more importantly, I'm a consumer advocate, which is what I had in mind when I created Apple Health Foods. You see, I take a tremendous amount of supplements, and I need them to be authentic and reliable and safe. At Apple Health Foods, we have a large selection of high-quality and hard-to-find dietary supplements and body care that yours truly handpicks to be on our shelf from the best companies in the world. We offer a 20% in-store discount to our senior citizens 60 years or better, our CAP members a $25 annual fee, but we offer that discount to anyone who orders on our website, www.applehealthfoods.net. Apple Health Foods can ship supplements anywhere in the country. There are very few places where you can get such a high degree of confidence and a great discount on supplements. Call 877-APPLE-HF, that's 877-277-5343, 877-277-5343.
Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. Thanks for tuning in. This is, of course, our high absorption format here. We're coming to you on the internet. You can visit Have a Heart Health Radio anytime you want. Hear the program. You can send.
We forgot to say, David, it's a special edition show. We really needed to address that attack by the Attorney General in New York, and another unfounded assault on the dietary supplement industry, in this case the herbal products industry. So we really needed to address that, and we're here on the air as soon as we could get a rebuttal to it. So
it's in the same way that we come up, that we tell people some remarkable information on this program, but they're scratching their heads, Bill. They're saying, why doesn't my doctor tell me that? And then you see this headline, you know, herbal products are not what they say, the Attorney General is cracking down and blah, blah, blah. And they show you the brands. It has, like you said, rice powder and dirt and house plants. And then you have to read down to the bottom and say, well, you know, this study came out a couple years ago and it was widely criticized and there might not be too much to it. But the headline goes on and people say, how did that get into the New York Times? You know, just like, why won't my doctor tell me what Bill Sardi and Dave Stouter tell me? I mean, how does this get into the New York Times? It's pretty amazing.
It's planted there. We know that. Everybody, is a little bit questionable about the news media today. Well, let's talk about another wonderful, interesting story, and that's people that hate popping pills. hey, that's what our show is all about. You mean we're beginning to have an impact, David? I mean, it looks like it. I mean, our little show here looks like it got around the world. I mean, that's what the internet's about. It says about a third of people, 1 in 3, would risk a shorter life than take a daily pill to avoid heart disease. Wow. I mean, they're so anti-medicine, so anti-Big Pharma, that they'd shorten their life rather than give Big Pharma a few dimes. I mean, wow. Have we encouraged them to go overboard or what, David? I mean, I don't know where this has gone.
Are we going to get arrested, Bill?
Not quite arrested, but I just thought this was really something. I mean, we're having
Are pushing back.
This is in I'm reading from the Daily Mail. It's a British publication telling about this was published in the journal Circulation. And it says, wait a minute, out of the largely women who answered this survey, which got published in the Journal of Circulation, but it says, well, they were willing to forego a pill that might give them 2 more years of life because they didn't like taking drugs. 4 out of 5 were taking drugs.
What?
And 54% were taking at least 3 pills a day. Isn't that what they call cognitive dissonance, David? You know,
well, wait
where you
so
say
they said
one thing and you do another?
They said they wouldn't take the pill even if it meant a couple more years of life, except they're
they
all
were
doing
already
it.
Taking them.
Well, wow. Well,
I mean,
I'm not surprised, Bill, because, you know, I talk to people about...
Is the left lobe of the brain connected to the right lobe? I mean, wow. I mean... Could they really be sincere about they'd pay $1,445, it says, to avoid taking a pill each day for the rest of their lives? What? But they're taking the pills. Oh, are we that out of touch with ourselves? I raced to this. I thought, it's our radio show. We're having an impact. You know, David, I think we're not. Do I cry here on the air or what?
Well, Bill, I wonder that. I can't tell you how many people they'll say, well, my son and I have a joke. We'll talk to somebody for 20 minutes and explain how cholesterol has really very little to do with heart disease. And they'll nod their heads and say, I know, you know, you're absolutely right. It's terrible. But mine was really high. And they'll say, cholesterol has nothing to do with heart disease, but my cholesterol was really high, so I had to take the medication. And I'm just like, in the same sentence, I don't believe cholesterol matters, but mine was really high, so I took the drug.
You know, it's amazing to me that drug companies are gouging the public. And really, the public doesn't see it because they've learned that seniors on Medicare will not get a re-prescription for a drug if it costs more than $10 after with copay. So the copay, so the insurance companies are paying... And they leave the copay at under $10, and then the people will buy it. 1 in 10 adults skip medicines due to the cost. Thank God, they all say they're FDA approved. They kill over 100,000 people a year, a few airliners worth full of people. So I don't know what that does. You know, we're anti-Big Pharma here. We know you are too, but we hope you aren't like those ladies in that survey who were gulping down the pills anyway. So we hope to wean you away from baby's milk and Big Pharma. So if we do that, that's big time. Here's another wonderful story. It keeps circulating around. We can't get rid of it. Telomeres. Telomeres are the end caps on chromosomes. And they like to talk to them about those little, you know, the ends on your shoelaces, kind of the caps of your chromosomes. And so if they're shorter, you're getting older, and if they're longer, you're getting younger. This really isn't true. This has never been shown. But they still keep harping this. The research keeps going. And now they said they've found the key to eternal youth. Yes. Yes, biological immortality.
Woo-hoo.
Oh, boy. Man, boy, what do we got? Where do we get it? Where do we buy it? But, you know, they're showing this, but, you know, still – I mean, it shows that if the telomeres get shorter, there's a lot of oxidation and what we call reactive oxygen species. And, you know, there's some bad things going on. But the telomeres you have to get a baseline study of what, and then compare. It's not one study. You know, yours is longer than 9,000 others. It's just yours and what you started with. And the second thing, the telomere is different in length in each tissue, and some of it depends on whether those tissues repair themselves and replace themselves rapidly, like skin cells every 6 weeks, cells in your gut lining and so on. They're fast growing and replicating, versus cells in the brain and the heart, they're hardly replaced at all during your lifetime. Thank God, because our memory would be erased and our hearts wouldn't be as strong as they were. You notice that we never get cancer in the heart because it doesn't let any of the other, any new cells in there. But this whole idea of chasing telomeres is just not backed by good science. And they've got products, and I got people taking a product for $120 a month to lengthen their telomeres. And Longevinix, our red wine pill sponsor, has been shown to increase telomerase, the enzyme that repairs telomeres and repairs the end caps on our chromosomes. So if you'd like to know if that's been demonstrated, yes, it has. You know, one thing that's going on, and this was also in, I believe, the New York Times, and that is moonshot medicine. When we're talking about telomeres and all this genetic medicine they're talking about, wonderful Dr. Michael Joyner talks about moonshot medicine. You know, 2% of disease is inherited and has to do with our genetic makeup, our genetic structure.
Only 2%.
The little rungs on the DNA ladder, the DNA looks like a ladder that got coiled, and those little ladder steps are either missing or in the wrong place. They're called mutations. And that is responsible for only 2% of all disease. Now, they're trying to get a gene study, you know, so they'll test all your genes and see how many mutations you have. But only 2% of all disease. 85% of it is epigenetic, which I'll get into in a minute, and the rest is pretty much infectious disease. So, what's epigenetic? You can switch your genes on and off. It's from your diet, it's from radiation you get. Sometimes it's good radiation, like solar radiation makes vitamin D. Sometimes it's bad radiation, like you get from atomic power plants. But the point being is that moonshot medicine, Dr. Michael Joyner saying, it's never going to happen. And it isn't going to happen. And the president got up there and said he would promote all this genetic screening and all that. Don't you fall for it. Don't spend a lot of money on having your genes screened for genetic diseases. And even if you had an inherited disease, you can overcome it with what we call epigenetics. That was what the red wine pill is all about. It takes what happens that's good in your body when you're restricting calories, when you're on a calorie-restricted diet, which has been shown in the animal lab to double your lifespan and health span. Double it. We would live 120 to 140 healthy years. And that's what the red wine resveratrol pills are supposed to do. Longevinix, the only one tested to do it, came as close to mimicking what happens in the animal lab to replicate, genetically replicate a calorie-restricted diet. And that study was done in the Journal of Experimental Gerontology, published in 2008. And it still is the closest thing to a calorie-restriction diet. You don't have to deprive yourself of food. You can take the pill and set off the same epigenetic signals. If you want to find out about Longevinix and its ability to do that, 866-674-3955. That's the one we use for Garlinex. 866-405-4000. 866-405-4000. And find out about Longevinix. And you can get a free report there about the over-mineralization theory of aging. Why we do get old. Don't lift your fist up and curse God and point at the sky. The reason why we get old is we accumulate minerals, calcium, iron, and copper, the main criminals. And you rust and you calcify. If you want to find out how not to do that and to take a mineral chelating pill, it's called Longevinix. It's the best proven one. 866-405-4000, or go to longevinex.com, longevinex.com. And remember, that's like the word longevity, longevinex.com. And you can actually read the report there. So, nose around. If you're one of those longevity seekers, then you'll want to know about Longevinex.
And when you go to longevinex.com, those of you that like to, you know, surf the internet looking for health information, if you've been to a lot of the sites, you're going to see a site that's different than what you're used to. You're going to see a site that gives you a good, balanced, and provable science. And it's not just one big sales pitch. That's what I mean, because people come and ask me to look up products all the time, Bill. And I think there's two or three companies out there that sell template websites to sell dietary supplements, because they all look the same. It's just whatever they're selling. And when you go to longevinex.com, I just want to say you will see a big difference. We're going to take a short break here on Have a Heart Health Radio. Remember, give a call, 866-405-4000. I've never heard aging explained so simply as the mineral theory of aging, and it makes it easy to do something about it. We'll be right back.
Don't be shy. Email the show, haveaheart@thebright.com. That's haveaheart@thebright.com. Give us a question, give us a comment. Point is, we want to hear from you.
Garlic, there is no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. Call 866-674-3955 now.
Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. Yours truly, Dave Stouter, the health warrior, and with me, investigative health journalist Bill Sardi. Bill, again, knowledgeofhealth.com, that is where we can go to read your report on we've known how to cure cancer for the last 100 years.
That's where you can go. And if you're just tuning in, driving around somewhere at home, listening on the internet, my report, we've known for 100 years how to cure cancer. The title, we already know how to cure cancer. It's at knowledgeofhealth.com and the National Health Federation website as well.
All right. Now, I was attending a lecture last year sometime by a pretty interesting fellow. I've had him on the radio from time to time. And somebody had given him an old medical book from, I think it was like, it's early 1900s. And he was talking about some of the names for diseases. And he pointed out that the technical name used to be sugar diabetes. And then at some point the sugar companies got them to take the word sugar off of it. So it's just diabetes because they, were telling you it's sugar diabetes. They were trying to put a little makeover, but apparently that wasn't far off. I understand there's some new headlines.
There are some new headlines, and they're good headlines. Before we get there, it says added fructose to our diet is the principal driver of type 2 diabetes. Unbelievable. I mean, wonderful study, Albert Einstein College of Medicine, Bronx, New York, and they're saying it's the fructose. You know, our own government, the United States Department of Agriculture, cooked up, there were a lot of corn growers, and they needed to develop a form of cheap sugar, and they did that, high fructose corn syrup. And that's the curse we've had ever since they particularly added it to soda pops, is we've had this diabetes epidemic. Fructose, you get sucrose from cane sugar, fructose from the corn syrup. So that's the real problem. But the fun headline, British Journal of Nutrition, January 2015, a probiotic supplement. Now, probiotic means it promotes good bacteria in your digestive tract. A probiotic supplement prevents high-fat overfeeding-induced insulin resistance, not in lab rats, in humans. It's wonderful. Now, the one they used was Lactobacillus casei shirota. It's a named after a Japanese doctor, Dr. Shirota. But in the store, it's called Yakult, Y-A-K-U-L-T. We're not giving a plug particularly for them, but that's the one that was used. And they've probably been behind the study here. But remarkably, the insulin sensitivity, and so on, improved, and the issue of blood sugar and so on. Very good probiotic supplementation. And, wow, why would it do that? It suggests that everybody that's a diabetic has a bad gut, that their bacteria there is not working right. You know, one of the things that happens, you eat sugar, and you certainly mess up your gut because you've got this candida albicans, this yeast growing in the bottom of your digestive tract, and it overgrows when you feed it sugar, and that certainly messes you up, and you become a sugar craver, by the way. If you're really trying to knock down that candida, take an oil of oregano capsule 3 times a day. That kills it off. Deprive it of sugar. Watch the added sugars and carbohydrates, which turns to sugar, which is your rice, your bread, and your pasta. So that's the quick. But what probiotic supplements do you recommend, David?
Okay, well, you're bringing up kind of a big topic, but people should understand. First of all, you want to understand what you're trying to supplement. That these probiotics probably outnumber the cells in your body by even 100. They say if you're 1 trillion cells, you probably have 100 trillion bacteria in and on and around you, and they're part of your whole system here. And if about 85% of them are friendly, everything works better. 70% of your immune system's in your gut. A lot of your hormones are made in your gut. Neurotransmitters are made in your gut. Obviously, digestion happens in the gut. And if you let that gut environment turn sort of ugly and unfriendly, a lot of things go wrong, including hormone control. And this is where insulin and sugar come in, and that's probably the connection. Because
I've got a gut feeling you're right, David.
Yep. Now, I will quickly, I think I'm going to be fair to all the different products out there, okay? Typically, you can judge probiotics by 3 measurements. How strong are they? 1 billion, 5 billion, 50 billion? How many?
Can they lift that much weight?
Yeah. Yep.
Wow.
They're pretty good. That's how strong they are. How many strains are in them? And then if they've done anything at all, like enteric coating or some kind of method to get them to survive. So typically, you can go into a good health food
store.
Survive
the acid stomach. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
And, yep. And so that they have some. Now, it's a little misleading because sometimes they will study one strain and they'll prove it implants well. And so
yeah, but I don't believe in the enteric coating because we are giving acid-forming bacteria. That's what Acidophilus, ACID, Bifidus, these various good friendly bacteria. It's just funny. We do things thinking we're doing something good, and we, you know.
Well enteric coating can be sort of it's a guessing game anyway because you're hoping that everybody's probiotic is going to, you know, resist the stomach acids and then magically open at the right time. But I want to give a plug to what I think is perhaps you could say the best or certainly the more interesting probiotic, and that's a product called Dr. O'Hara, like a Japanese name, not O'Hara like an Irish name. And what he does, Bill, is they take about 50 little superfoods and
what have you got against the Irish?
Nothing, Bill. Nothing.
Okay.
I just don't want people misled there.
Okay.
But they take 50 superfoods, and they room temperature ferment them for 3 years. So instead of isolating certain strains of bacteria in certain numbers and throwing them all together, this is like your super whole food approach. It's a remarkable product that really helps remodel the gut. It's in a little green box, and that's not to put down any other probiotic, but I think...
I take that one. It really seems to work well.
I think if you're going to give the, you know, the... it's just
it's
like...
It's expensive. Let me warn consumers, but it's worth the money you pay. And I'll have to say there's a lot of junk probiotics out there, you know, just junky stuff.
So. Yeah, so the classic probiotic is a good thing. Adding friendly bacteria is a great idea, but I think... If we thought about it, Bill, almost every biological system in the body that we talk about has to interact with the sort of gut environment and that probiotic biome, as they like to call it. So almost any time that you keep your probiotics healthy, it's liable to have a positive impact on any health condition.
Well, it certainly does. By the way, the acid-forming bacteria in our digestive tract is the last stronghold. It's the last barrier via our immune system. As we eat food, it's not sterile. It has a little bit of bacteria and fungus and so on in it. And then the acid kills it before it gets in our system. So we want an acid digestive tract, not an alkaline one like you've mistakenly heard from alternative medicine sources. And the probiotics, we're entering an era every day, every month, every year, we're learning more about probiotics. The microbiome, they call it, the makeup of the germs. They say there's more bacteria in our digestive tract than there are cells in our body. Wow, that's really something.
Mm-hmm.
Say, consumerreports.org, it says, has published, David, 5 reasons to skip taking vitamin C for colds. It won't make your sniffles disappear. So here's the 5 reasons. It's probably too late. In other words, by the time you get some and think of it, the cold's already had its little 7-day course. You might get kidney stones. Ha, ha, ha.
Wrong.
Oh, boy. That's impossible. Your body will just eliminate it anyway. That's true. Vitamin C goes in and out pretty quick, but that doesn't...
Well, so does food.
So do drugs go in and out really fast, the water-soluble ones, and they don't say, well, don't take those drugs. Because it goes in and out is more reason to replenish it. And if you take it with bioflavonoids, it slows the absorption. And you can get a fat-soluble form instead of a water-soluble form of vitamin C called ascorbyl palmitate. And then it hangs around in your body, gets stored in fatty tissues for a while. So there's ways you can do this, and it doesn't get excreted right away. If you put a lot of bioflavonoids, you see those as rose hips or various things, you can, of course, slow the absorption, get more of an all-day effect. There are time-release vitamin C pills also. It could give you diarrhea. If you're going to take, it says 2,000 milligrams, anything more. Folks, diarrhea is bowel tolerance dose. It depends on how sick you are, and you can reach it at different doses, but certainly you're way up there at 20 and 30 and 40 and 50,000 milligrams a day to get bowel tolerance dose. So if you want to take it up there, that's the prooxidant dose. It's going to generate hydrogen peroxide to cleanse your system of germs and even cancer cells, and so that's the bowel tolerance dose. And finally, it's not worth the money. None of this is true. The entire population on the planet is vitamin C deficient. We used to make vitamin C. Most animals make vitamin C. We did have a gene mutation many generations ago in humanity, and now we are all vitamin C deficient. We have to totally rely on the diet to get it, and the amount of vitamin C the body would have made would have been in the thousands of milligrams a day, and today they try and tell us that 60 to 90 milligrams is enough. It wouldn't even raise your blood levels. You need a 500 milligram pill. That'll raise your blood levels for a while, and if you take it for 5 times a day at equally spaced doses, you can keep the blood levels up to an optimal level. Easier ways to do it: get slower release or bioflavonoid added vitamin C pills that are released more slowly, so you don't have to take it so many times in a day. But I keep it in my car. I keep it at my desk and in the kitchen, so I always can reach for a vitamin C pill throughout the day. But all of this scare tactic about vitamin C is nonsense. There are 3 forms of vitamin C: ascorbic acid. For those folks who can't handle the acid forms, there is an alkaline form called a mineral ascorbate, like magnesium ascorbate, sodium or calcium ascorbate. So those are what we call the buffered vitamin C. And finally, the 3rd one is fat-soluble. Hangs around in your body a little bit longer. And that's ascorbyl palmitate. By the way, I'm the only person on the planet who has formulated a vitamin C formula with all three of those in it. You can go to purityproducts.com and find that product. Their vitamin C product, it has all three forms, the acid, the alkaline, and the fat-soluble form. So don't listen to consumer reports. By the way, if you don't have enough vitamin C, and viruses and things destroys the vitamin C in your body, stress destroys it, smoking destroys vitamin C and degrades it, physical exercise does, certain drugs do, particularly the steroids, estrogen destroys vitamin C, depletes it, just about everything you do does, and then they're trying to tell you that you don't need it. Everybody on the planet is deficient in vitamin C. We have a gene mutation. We need to make up for it. You need to supplement with vitamin C every day. And if you're not sufficient in vitamin C, you have little white blood cells that track down and intercept incoming germs in the bloodstream and also even cancer cells. That's called chemotaxis. It tracks it down, and there's little white blood cells called neutrophils that'll blow those things up. It's called a free radical burst. If you don't have enough vitamin C, those white blood cells will be lazy and won't do that. Your immune system won't be working. If you eat too much sugar, those white blood cells get lazy. That's why I'm always laughing when they give kids the vitamin C pills with the sugar in there to get them to eat it and take the vitamin C pill, and then it works against what the vitamin C is trying to do, is keep your white blood cells active and tracking down the bad stuff that comes in there. So, you know, don't listen to consumer reports. Make sure if you were trapped on a desert island, the only dietary supplement you would absolutely have would be vitamin C, because you can't get enough of it from food sources. So just remember all of that. So that's important, important, and important.
Well, on that note, we're going to take a short break, but there's more. Don't go away, folks.
It's time to close the medicine cabinet and open the vitamin shelf. This is Health Warrior Dave Stouter, and I invite all of you iPad and Android owners to download the Vitamin Shelf app. The Vitamin Shelf app normally sells for $1,000, but if you are one of the first 10 million downloads, you'll get a 100% discount. What I mean to say is it's free. The app will keep you in touch with Apple Health Foods. You'll have easy links to our contact info, upcoming events, our Facebook page and Twitter feed, and best of all, mobile access to thevitaminshelf.net. Here, you'll hear years of archives of our San Francisco radio show. You'll get interviews with the experts in the field of health and nutrition, health news reports, and biting commentary. You'll be alerted when new content is posted, and I promise to be informative and not annoying. Go to the iTunes App Store or Google Play and search for The Vitamin Shelf. The Vitamin Shelf app is free, and it's the only known cure for neutrophobia.
A recent study remarkably demonstrated that biological aging can not only be slowed, but reversed, regenerating the production of cellular energy, called adenotriphosphate in muscle tissue, was akin to making a 60-year-old animal 20 years old again, and the effect was produced in just 1 week. This is health journalist Bill Sardi, and modern medicine is racing to develop a pill that will mimic the same youth-restoring effect in humans. A prior animal study showed that Longevinex, an available dietary supplement, works 688% better than plain red wine molecules in this regard. By age 80, only 4% of energy-producing compartments in living cells are functional. No wonder your brain and heart muscles feel punky. What can you do about that? Call 866-405-4000 to find out more about Longevinex. You don't have to become a lab rat to get Longevinex. Go to Longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000.
If you want your health questions answered on the air by Bill Sardi and Dave Stouter, call toll-free 844-49-HEART. That's 844-494-3278. We want to hear from you. 844-49-HEART.
Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. We got some more news for you, something about cholesterol Bill's going to tell us about. But I just wanted to tell you, Bill, that my first experience with many, many years ago with Consumer Reports and Vitamins. They came out with this, you know, report about, is there a difference between natural vitamins and drugstore vitamins? And I was surprised because it seemed like Consumer Reports didn't do any research. They kind of just went to the FDA and said, so is there any difference? And the FDA said no, and they reported it. And at the end of their report, their advice was, for supplements, buy the cheapest, they're all the same. And I thought to myself, when is that ever true? You want a car? Buy the cheapest, they're all the same. You want a pair of shoes? Buy the cheapest, they're all the same. You want to buy a washer and dryer? Buy the cheapest, they're all the same. That's almost never true. And it just revealed a bias to me, and it comes out in this report on vitamin C. I just wanted to throw in two cents.
Yeah, well, we try to say, you know, choose what you want. You're the consumer. Quality, service, and price. Which two of the three do you want? So luckily, we brag about our garlic pill. Garlinex is quality. It has a great price, lowest in among all of them, and happens to be the best made garlic pill. Assuredly delivers this allicin molecule, the key molecule, keeps it from getting destroyed. It's an alkaline buffered garlic pill. And if you want to find out about it, that's the number I should give you, 866-674-3955. And, you know, we're getting more garlic customers and people from this show than we do for our resveratrol pill because it's affordable and it works. I just had somebody email me first month, email me today on was having heartburn, and their heartburn vanished after almost immediately after taking the Garlinex capsule. So, you know, it's good for a lot of stuff. We all know garlic's good for us. Just get the real stuff. And that's what we're trying to do. So while we're talking about garlic got known for lowering cholesterol. And there's a big study that got overlooked a year or two ago in Annals of Nutrition and Metabolism. Cholesterol issues in Japan. Why are the goals of cholesterol levels set so low? And they're talking, there's a bunch of doctors from Tokai University there. In where is that in Japan? I don't know. Maybe Osaka, Japan, yes, where I've been a few times, actually. And they're talking about just one flawed study in Japan, and they're setting the cholesterol levels over that one flawed study. And, you know, they're just saying, wow. And, in fact, if you listen to this, in epidemiological studies, that studies of human populations in Japan where there are more than 10,000 participants with follow-ups of 10 years or more regarding all causes of death, all-cause mortality, the groups with the highest total cholesterol and LDL cholesterol levels was lower. The mortality was lower than most of the other
groups. If you had high cholesterol and high bad cholesterol, you live longer.
So I just want to emphasize this out of the Annals Journal, Annals of Nutrition and Metabolism, and no study, it says, with regard to Japanese women, no study has ever shown that total cholesterol or LDL cholesterol, less low-density lipoprotein, is a risk factor of mortality for coronary heart disease, except for the one flawed study. Isn't that interesting? Did that get a headline? No, that didn't get a headline.
I'll go ask my doctor about it.
Yeah, I'd ask your doctor. By the way, in my mailbag, there's something I've been wanting to talk about for the last 3 weeks, and I've never been able to slip it into the show.
Go for it.
And I found this. It was really quite startling. Zinc and magnesium as antidepressants.
Really?
Pharmacological Reports, 2008. Pharmacological Reports, 2005. And Journal of Affective Disorder, all showing that zinc and magnesium are antidepressants. Folks?
Wow.
You know,
magnesium, I understand, but zinc is interesting.
Among the strongest, I mean, the big-selling drugs are antidepressants and zinc. Maybe we're just zinc deficient or magnesium deficient. Most all of us are anyway, so just want to say. Multivitamin supplements. I help formulate those for Purity Products in New York. They've got some wonderful multivitamins, copper and iron-free. That's what I recommend. And it says here, if you take multivitamins, this is a Journal of Postgraduate Medicine, January 2015, and it says, my oh my oh my, the Public Health Service study shows that take a multivitamin. Among men, it would prevent 68,000 cases of cancer a year. Wow.
Really?
Now, that's the kind of headlines you don't get too often here. That's just not the deal. I hate to see, David, this measles story going around. They're demeaning all the vaccine refusers and all this and saying, you know, we should put you in jail if you refuse. Don't send your kids to school if you're not going to get them vaccinated. They're going to expose my kids to the viruses like the measles and the mumps and all that. Folks, the measles produces the same antibodies as the vaccine. The vaccine is the measles and the mumps and all those other diseases. The whole idea that you can only get antibodies from commercialized vaccines is insanity. And then they add those toxic adjuvants because they don't work. Why do they add the mercury and the aluminum? Because they don't work. They've got to provoke and put something toxic in, and the immune system will respond and make an antibody response and make the antibodies give you lifelong protection from those diseases. Don't you for 1 minute believe this anti-vaccine stuff or pro-vaccine stuff. The anti-vaccine people are right. And listen, let your kid get exposed to the mumps and the measles and all those naturally. And when he gets sick, make sure before that he was on daily vitamin C and D and probably a little bit of zinc. And when the kid gets sick and feverish or maybe gets a little bit of a rash, make sure you really up the vitamin D and C and the zinc and the selenium and a little trace mineral. And get some elderberry syrup. And we do this with our own child. And he gets exposed to some. He gets sick. We keep him home. He hardly has any symptoms. Very mildly. He's not going to get polio because he didn't have the vaccine. The vaccine is spreading polio. In the last 10 years, how many cases where there's somebody died of the measles?
I don't know.
In the United States? None. Zero. How many died from the measles vaccine? 108.
You see, really?
It is the disease. These vaccines have the real bad stuff in it, and then they put 5 of the real bad things in there, bacteria and viruses, and then they give them to your kid all at one time. Vaccines aren't foolproof. They especially don't work in the very old and the very young who have immature or used up immune systems. Make sure your kids or grandma get vitamin C and D and probably vitamin A and zinc and selenium to boost, and you will make the antibodies. They don't work all of the time, especially among certain vulnerable groups. Don't you for a minute become totally reliant upon vaccines. Use what Mother Nature gave you, boost up your immune system, make the vaccines work if you can't resist taking them. There's a 97% vaccination rate in the United States. And the 3% has them worried that there's going to be some giant outbreak or something. The outbreaks will give you the antibody. Just make sure your kids aren't going to die or have morbidity, lose their hearing or their eyesight due to measles. Okay, it could happen. If they're taking those vitamins, they won't.
Exactly. Bill, when I grew up and I was in school, I mean, I remember... It was like a thing we asked our friends. So, did you have the mumps? Yeah, I had them last year. Yeah, I had them, you know, my cheek. Did you have the measles? Yeah, we kind of would talk about, did we have those diseases that we all knew we'd probably get once and then be immune to them? It's like my first... And now I hear the news and it sounds like it's a bubonic plague. I'm thinking, when I was a kid, I got the...
There have only been 100 cases of the measles and you'd think it was a giant outbreak.
Yeah, I don't quite understand. I mean, you know, yeah, I realize. I mean, you know, some people...
Well, they're saying, you know, if you translate it for the rest of the year, they'll have more cases than they had the prior year.
Yeah, but everybody used to get it all the time. I mean,
before there was sanitation, before there was clean water. By the way, dirty water is how you get polio. It comes from human waste, gets in the water, and then so, you know, before all of the vaccines... The hygiene, the water supply, the food fortification of vitamins, minerals was happening in the 1930s on up. And what happened is we got healthier. and we didn't succumb. And the death rate from measles and mumps and all of the whooping cough and all those things dramatically declined. The greatest reduction occurred before the vaccines came into availability. So listen, folks, don't believe this. If you're too frightened, go get the vaccines, but make sure your kids at least get the vitamins and minerals and make the vaccines work.
It's such an important point, Bill. One of the things that modern medicine does is they always give you this either-or decision. Well, Bill, you're going to vaccinate your kid or just not do anything. What an idiot. There's plenty to do. They always leave out Mother Nature. So it isn't just vaccines, no vaccines. You have, like Bill mentioned, there's plenty of things you can do to keep yourself healthy in the first place. So if you get the disease, you're not going to die and have morbidity.
Well, we got this billionaire, Bill Gates, and this past week he warned the world they must prepare for a war against global pandemics. That's because he's funding a lot of these things for the vaccine companies. Boy, if we only knew what was behind all this, the Ebola thing and so on. They want to get it around the world, so then everybody will have to be vaccinated against Ebola as well, when it's not a threat to well-nourished populations, only that malnourished population in Central Africa. So that's terrible what's going on. The world is being manipulated, and we hope to warn you, tell you about it on this special edition of the Have a Heart Health Radio Show. We say have a heart because we hope somebody has a heart and about what's going on here in modern medicine in our America and throughout the world today. We're over-medicated. We've run out of money. Modern healthcare isn't affordable anymore. I've just released reports showing you that modern medicine doesn't have any way to stop a sudden death, electrical storm, heart attack. Magnesium and fish oil are the antidotes. I just released a report for 100 years we've known how to cure cancer. Keep sugar out of your diet and what you can do about it. You can go read about all that. We keep telling you, who are we? David Stouter is the owner and founder of Apple Health Foods in Redwood City, California. I'm Bill Sardi, health journalist of self-acclaim, and I'm a legend in my own mind. But, we're here for you. We're trying to reach out to you. Skip the commercial messages. If we can reach you heart to heart, we really care about you. Try to get yourself unenslaved extract yourself from this dysfunctional, overpriced medical system that we're in. And when it collapses, and it could be any day, you'll wonder about that. But, Medicare's running on fumes. There's no money in the Medicare Trust Fund. They've borrowed it every year to make it happen. Your Medicare adds up to the national debt of $18 trillion. It's all on borrowed money today. If they were to balance the accounts, then there would be no Medicare. Someday it's the house of cards is going to collapse, and you're going to have to take care of yourself, and Medicare ain't going to pay because it can't pay any longer. So you better learn some tricks how to stay healthy on your own. I know it's hard, and I keep saying the real problem is, for most of us, we let our country make our decisions for us. Where we'd go to school, what we would study, what we would be, join the army, police, whatever. We never made a decision about anything that's important in our lifetime. Not where to put our money. No, the employer put it there. Social Security took it and invested it there. They've forced those decisions on us. So how are you going to make a decision about what to take if you have cancer? You can't, because you're too frightened and you've never made an important decision in your lifetime about anything. So you rely on self-interested doctors and big pharma, and they've taken advantage of you for far too long. Please don't be their victim. Please don't stand on the railroad tracks. Please get off and take care of yourself. Self-care is our goal. We're trying to teach it to you here on the radio. David Stouter, happy to answer your questions throughout the week at Apple Health Foods. Look at him up. You call him up, he'll answer questions for you. Bill Sardi at knowledgeofhealth.com. You can email me at any time. I'll look through your dietary supplement regimen, help you sort it out, save money with no commercial interest or a fee at any time. We do that for people all the time. And sometimes I take it back when I get 80 emails in a day asking for that help. But it's okay. That's what we're around for. So reaching out to you, listening here today, David's heart is beating, and it's beating in the right way, because I know that he stands for what's true in his store, and you can go there and rely. Not all the products get on the shelf in his store, just the ones that make him money. I mean, just the ones that are good and have the real herbs in them. So
hey,
there you,
you know something, Bill, though? You make a good point. I've often said every business has to make a profit, and I don't mind making a profit. In fact, when I go to businesses that treat me right, I like that the profit I give them is going to go to them. I just want to earn it, and I think that's what you and I are trying to do here.
That's right. You know, win-win situations. Before we get off the air, I just want to finally say it was Thomas Fuller in the 1600s who said, sickness is felt, but health, not at all. See, when we're healthy, we don't do anything to stay healthy. And then when we're sick, we just fight the symptoms. We really got to find the cures. All modern medicine is doing is fighting the symptoms. So make sure you get ahead of the ball and learn about natural medicine. A lot of smart folks are doing that. We still want to mention Joyce Brown's new book, Heavenly Answers. For folks that are really down in the dumps and thinking about suicide, you got some friends that have this problem. And it happens, people on drugs, people dismayed with events in their lives. Joyce Brown's Heavenly Answers, from Dr. Joyce Brown, 800-434-5924, 800-434-5924. Her wonderful book, you might be able to help a friend who's despondent and in despair over life. Life is worth living. And we keep trying to encourage folks, find something to live for, something that you can commit your life to, and then finish it. Finish your life well. And do that in a good way, and that's what we tell you. If life's just about being happy, then we should all just smoke pot. Life is about finding something that has a purpose. So that's what I encourage everybody to do. And David's still wandering around behind his store trying to figure that out. What is it, David, that you do?
I don't know. I'm still trying to figure it out.
No, but I'm just kidding. You know, David is dedicated, did find something he wanted to do. And that is help people like you find natural health. Save the money, save your health, live longer. And all the folks, no one's exclusive from this. David happened to spend his life learning this so he could provide answers to people over the counter when they come to it. But now we're trying to magnify David's wonderful knowledge, get him on the air here, talk about it more on a broad scale, get him on the internet. And he joined me this last weekend at the National Health Federation. By the way, you should go to that website if you'd believe in health freedom, thenhf.com. Scott Tipps is the leader of that organization. Health freedom, trying to keep the freedom to buy dietary supplements. Don't make them drugs. They're our leader in health freedom, thenhf.com. Sign up, become a member, $36 a year, get a free subscription to their magazine. I'm giving a plug to everybody here. David, do you have anything on the way out the door?
I just want to underline the NHF. You know, a lot of people know about what's just referred to, short named the Codex, a kind of a UN body that if things don't go the right way, they're trying to restrict our health freedom to natural supplements and nutrition worldwide. And, you know, with all the talk about it, there's one organization that sends somebody there on our behalf, and that is Scott Tipps, and that is the NHF. So go to thenhf.com. Get involved, see what's going on, because there are those people that wouldn't want us on the radio talking, wouldn't want the products we sell available, and, you know, you can make your own choice. We want to keep the choices open. So ask yourself this question as we close the show. Who do you really think is your friend, Big Pharma or Mother Nature? Thanks for listening.
I've had enough of listening to both of us. David, let's say goodbye.
Goodbye,
thanks for
everybody.
Listening, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Don't be shy. Email the show, haveaheart@thebright.com. That's haveaheart@thebright.com. Give us a question. Give us a comment. Point is, we want to hear from you.